to department stores. A store that has been in St Neots for 127 years is now due to close down. Barrett's in St Neots Market Square started off in 1888 as a tiny corner shop selling menswear. It now sells, well, everything under the sun. Clothes, crockery, knitting needles. Our reporter Hannah Gelbart has been there, looking back on over a century of tradition and change.
Just take yourself a till. Thank you. That's £3.10. Would you like a bag?
What's the most memorable project you've made with wool that you've bought here?
Probably for my grandchildren. Done about 3-4 jumpers, all the same, but in different colours.
I suppose I bought things before I had my children, for my babies to be. So I remember coming in doing that all those years ago and buying things that I was going to make for them and that kind of thing. So it's lots of nice memories.
So we've just stepped into Alan Huckle's office. He's one of the directors of Barrett's here in St Neots. Alan, why is the store potentially going to be closing down?
Any business can actually get to the point where it has declining sales and rising costs and actually finds that it has to make some changes to accommodate those that situation. And unfortunately, that's actually where we find ourselves at the moment. The High Street in St Neots seems to have gone particularly quiet in recent months.
How do you feel about the fact that Barrett's could close?
I feel extremely sad. I personally have worked here for 30 years. My father and grandfather both worked in the business beforehand. My brother has seen 40 years, services. His wife works in the business as well and has done for a long, long time. But it's not just about us. It's not just about the family. You know, we've had some wonderful staff over the years. And just in the same way that we've had generations of family members in the business, we've had members of staff whose family members have worked here as well. Got a long, long, long history in that respect.
Can you tell me what these photos show?
These are some photographs of Barrett's shopfront through the ages. And the first one I've got is from the first decade of the 20th century. And it's a lovely little old photo showing the corner shop with the name Barrett above the door, with lots of clothes and other merchandise hung outside on the pavement. And there's a group of people outside the front.
They look like children, don't they?
Yes, look, there's a lovely little girl here in Edwardian dress, actually with a hoop. And it's one of my favourite photos of Barrett's looking back.
And here we've got Barrett's in the 40s. How had it changed by then?
Well, it had at least doubled in size, actually probably considerably more than that, and it had expanded along the market square frontage. But my grandparents still lived above the corner house.
Is that their flat?
Yeah, that was their house. There were two bedrooms up on the second floor there and living accommodation here on the first floor.
Hi, I'm Linda Forster. I've been working for Barrett's for the last 18 years. What would I miss most about? Well, actually, my customers. It's a big part of my life here. I love it. I miss everybody. You can have little ladies coming in to get their ribbon in a single button, but then you can have other ladies coming in that I've got a major project on. In they come, get their wool, crochet needles, not quite sure. We advise them.
You know, the store has traded through, I think it's 2 queens, 4 kings, 24 prime ministers, 2 world wars. I'd like to think we'll be missed, but, you know, of course we have to face the realities that actually if customers don't want us anymore, then maybe we won't be missed at all.
I mean, that list at the end of that package just really hits home, doesn't it? All the things that Barrett's has survived through. It's a nice shop in St Neots. And I wonder, you know, if Barrett's closes down, what's going to take that unit in St Neots? And how easy will it be to fill? Because it's a big old shop space. Lovely package there from Hannah Gelbart. Now, half